Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem
right. Sopranos is bringing this back from the way back machine. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 30, thethirdingredient.com. All available at Amazon, wherever books are sold, including Stephen Moore's new book, Trumponomics. Steve, that's just out this last fall, right?
That's exactly right.
Stephen Moore, ladies and gentlemen. That's the voice of Steve Moore, who's been a member of my Brain Trust now for over 20 years. He's a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation. You see him on television. CNN more these days, right, Steve?
Yeah, yep. As I said, I'm with fake news now. And a lot of times it's about one against four because they hate Trump. But, you know, I go on and I'd like to defend him because I think I always say about Trump, don't listen to what he says. Look at his results, Jim. Look what he's done for our economy.
Has any other president accomplished as much in 2 years as he has that you know that you remember? I don't remember anybody, even Reagan.
I think that's a great point, a really good point. I mean, you know, look at the tax cuts, look at the deregulations, look at what we're doing with energy policy. Did you see, Jim, the other day, for the first time in 50 years, the United States is now producing more oil and gas than we're consuming.
Yes.
That is to say, we're starting to export the stuff.
Look at
importing.
The geopolitical leverage that gives any president.
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge. It can't be underestimated or overestimated, I should say. Hey, Steve, let's talk about Trump and trade. Now, I've done some reporting on this. I talked to the small business sector. I talked to Chad Moutray, who you know is the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. I talked to the farmers, and the last time I talked to all three of those groups, they were giving President Trump some latitude to get this trade deal done. Now, I don't know how much more time he has left, but I believe I talk about something on this show I don't hear anybody else talking about. If we can get a trade deal done with China that has some real teeth in it that can be defended and executed, especially with China, we've never seen an economy like we could have here in America on the other side of that. What do you think?
Boy, is that well put, and I agree with every word you just said. You know, look, I'm a free trade guy. I believe that, you know, when two parties or two countries involuntarily trade with each other, that's a positive thing. But we do not have free trade with China right now. We're engaged. Look, China's the new Soviet Union. I really believe that.
That's right. There's no question.
What happened
only, worse,
week.
Only worse. They're worse because they're more capable than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union were basically just militarists. China is multifaceted.
Well, look at like last week with the hacking of American companies. They're stealing our technologies.
Yep.
They are. They owe us $300 billion a year from stolen intellectual property. They impose. It's almost impossible.
Hey, Steve. I'm sorry, Steve. It's worse than that. You say they stole it, and technically they did. But the truth is, a lot of that we just allowed them to take.
Well, that's why we need these new trade deals.
That's
why we need to renegotiate this and make sure that they're playing by the rules. I mean, look, this is the fight of our lifetime. I really believe that.
Will
the United States allow China? You know, it's like, you know, we're in an abusive relationship. You know, we can't allow it to continue. Now, I also agree with what you just said. I think that these tariffs that Trump has put on China are radically hurting the Chinese economy.
Yep.
And I think at the end of the day that China's going to come to the bargaining table, that Trump is going to get a deal, and when that happens, and you're right, I like the term you used, it has to have teeth, it has to be enforceable.
Yep.
As Reagan said, you have to have trust but verify. When that happens, and I think it's going to happen in the next 70 days, because remember there's that 90-day deadline, I think you're going to see the biggest boom you ever saw.
We've never seen an economy like we could have. If somebody's looking for what could be the next, they're looking around to Silicon Valley to find the next, you know, the next killer app that could launch the economy like the Internet did. That, in my opinion, the next killer app is a trade deal with China.
Yeah, look, I mean, We buy $500 billion a year of their products. They buy about $150 billion from us. So that's a 3-to-1 ratio. Now, look, I don't think the trade deficit per se is a big problem, but they should be opening up their markets to American companies. I talk to American CEOs. They say it's almost impossible to do business in China
right.
now. They
yeah.
steal your technologies, the,
yep.
the espionage, all that stuff is making it really – you have to give up ownership of your company. I mean, that's not free trade.
That's exactly right. No, he's right, folks, and we've talked about that on the show before. But I don't hear any of the talking heads, Steve, except maybe you. I don't hear any of them when they talk about the trade deals. All they talk about is the immediate current pain we're under. They don't talk about that we're taking our medicine, and when we get on the other side of the medicine and we get better, what's better is going to be an economy that we've never seen before with the shackles off of trade and the fair trade between the countries. I mean, I think we could go to 4% growth on a $21 trillion economy.
Yeah, totally with you on that. You know, the way I put it with China is it's short-term pain for very long-term gain. And,
yep.
you know, that's so true with China because, you know, they want to take over the world. They want to outcompete us by stealing our stuff and a copycat technology regime that we can't allow to continue. And Trump is going to prevail here. Trump is a winner, and I'll tell you this, Jim, he isn't backing down here. I mean,
right.
if they don't stop their abusive behavior, he's going to slap them with a 25% tariff,
yep.
and that will shut down their economy.
Don't you think that the Canada Mexico deal is a template, a success story, and a template
yep.
for the China thing and the European deal too, right?
I agree with you totally. I mean, people said, oh, he's not going to get a new deal with Canada and Mexico. Guess what? He did.
He did.
He got it.
He
and
sure did.
Now we need to get the, you know, Congress to ratify that. But same
yep.
thing with Europe. You know,
yep.
look, what we said with Europe, get down to zero tariffs.
Steve, hold on to that thought. Trumponomics is Steve's new book. Folks, check it out wherever books are. So Steve Moore and I will be right back. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.